Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
These things that I love come to an end.
That's Robert Gray bringing us back. 17 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Ryan Young. He's senior fellow with the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. I encourage you to check it out. We have a bunch of friends over there who report with us on a regular basis. Hey, Ryan, thanks again for being here. We were talking about the minimum wage. The Democrats want to raise it to $15 an hour, a federal blanket minimum wage of $15 an hour across the country. I want to point out one other issue, and you touched on it in the previous segment, but I think we need to give it a little more gravity. When I first was impacted by the minimum wage, Ryan, was long before you were born. And any time they raised minimum wage a dollar in those days, it was actually inflationary. And it was because more people were affected by the minimum wage directly than today. There were a lot of young people working that you don't have working now because the minimum wage is so high. But it was inflationary. It was an economic event. Today, it's not. And the reason it isn't is because even small business owners have other options to hiring an employee. We have technology like kiosks and things like that and little iPads where you can put in your order and you avoid having a waiter. I mean, those are the kinds of things that go around a minimum wage, and it costs people jobs, right?
In the short run, yeah. But another point is that those kinds of things give an artificial advantage to big businesses.
That's right.
And they give an extra little dose of hurt at the worst possible time
right.
to smaller businesses. A company like McDonald's, they can afford to give economies of scale for buying kiosks and that
right.
sort of thing and automating a lot of their processes. Maybe the small restaurant can't because McDonald's only has to pay for one software program and is good for thousands of restaurants. A smaller restaurant with just one location down the road is not going to have that kind of advantage of scale in the way to economize on that.
Well, and not only that, it's not even how they want to wait on their customers because the kiosk or the iPad does not deliver their special sauce, and that's the reason you go in that little restaurant. And if you're having to pay $15 an hour, you can't continue to operate, folks, and deliver that special sauce and make those customers happy. It completely disrupts the ecosystem, doesn't it, Ryan?
Yeah, and there's another big business angle that I don't think we talked about. Amazon, for example, has an internal starting wage of $15 an hour right now. Costco is moving its from $15 up to $16, I believe, as soon as this month. Both of those companies are lobbying in favor of a $15 federal minimum wage that would not affect them.
Why are they
doing this?
Well, the same reason the pandemic. The same reason they've gotten rich while small business owners got killed during the pandemic.
Yeah, they're trying to raise their competitors' costs.
Yeah.
You can compete in the marketplace, or you can compete in Washington. One of those is noble; the other is not.
In the next segment, I want you to talk about the antitrust angle that you just basically just described. But before we go any further, I want you to. For now, the $15 minimum wage has been stopped. It is not going to be in the Reconciliation Act, which doesn't require 60 votes to approve like the other bills do in the Senate. So my question to you, Ryan, is will any other version of a minimum wage, the $10 and the $11 that you hear people talking about, will any of that be in the Reconciliation Act?
Not in the big COVID spending bill that the House is deliberating this week.
There is a separate
piece of legislation called the PRO Act. It was introduced last Congress. They reintroduced it in the new Congress. That had a provision for a $15 minimum wage That was essentially a labor union wish list bill. It had things like the California AB 5 gig worker law folded right. into it, a federal version of that.
Right.
That would also
which I warned people about here, that this was going to happen when Biden got elected.
Yeah, luckily the margins are thin. So far, democracy is doing its job. That's no guarantee. But I also think the PRO Act's relative radicalism is a mark against it. It doesn't even have full Democratic support.
Mm-hmm.
So even though that legislation is being considered this week, I do not think it will pass the Senate, even though it will likely pass the House.
So as long as the filibuster rule holds in the Senate, even if they bring up the minimum wage again in subsequent bills, it's unlikely to pass, right, the Senate?
Right. A cardinal rule of politics is that you should not give yourself powers you don't want the other side to have.
Right.
As long as Democrats remember that rule, because Republicans will use it against them if they abuse it, then things should be okay. You don't take a short-run victory at a...
The Democrats learned that in the last Senate and last Congress, didn't they? When Reid invoked the nuclear provision, right? They learned about that with the Republicans, right? They brought it down on themselves, and then the Republicans used it on them in the last Congress, right?
That's exactly it. That's, like I said, cardinal rule of politics. If they remember that, then the PRO Act will not pass. So I think the real threat might be a few months down the road when someone else introduces, instead of a $15 minimum wage, say an $11 or a $12 minimum wage.
Right.
Now, nationwide, that's already the average because about 30 states and lots of cities have their own individual wages at that level.
But that still doesn't solve your geo issue that you brought up a minute ago, because that's not all the states that have that higher rate. There's still plenty of flyover states that don't have it, and those small business owners in that community are covered by that. Tintail, right back with Ryan Young. He's with Competitive Enterprise Institute.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.